This song's about homelessness. I just came across this guy who was on the side of the road, and he just looked a lot more desperate than other people looked. So that kind of inspired me to write this song. Head down, cap peaked, reaching. But I pass you by, I living and you living, but in a different sense. What do I know about you? What do I know, even though next time I nod, hold out a cigarette for you to take, and wait patiently for you to light? I walk away with a beam of worth, while you suck wet on a short discarded sweetness, as sated as those rich men, bankers, shitting from their distended bellies. Drugs and drink, of course, I nod knowingly. Don't beg, don't steal, don't block up my doorway, don't laugh at the fountain or look at a child, you revolting man, you abominable pregnant with twins. Please stop existing while I read about your attempted exhibition of suicide and cry, isn't it desperate? What can I do for these ragdolls, these tattooed convicts, but lobby government men, support the shelters, reflect? Because I can do that, I recall. Make a mountain out of a sweat-riddled plastic bag molehill. Live in the unholy flavor of charity, a light for a cause.
Thank you. And next up we have Michael Farage, please.
Sonnet, title The Darkest Hour. Through all my waking hours I think of you, for you are ever present in my head. My mind in sleep brings those same thoughts anew. Oh, how I miss your presence in my bed. You knew I loved you truly, even though you knew there would be no engagement ring. That I was immature, you well did know, but for a time you caused my heart to sing. And when our love affair came to an end, and I endured the parting of our ways, my broken heart I thought would never mend, not now, not ever, never down the days. Now, under such, a line just must be drawn. The darkest hour is just before the dawn.
Goodbye. So thanks for that. And next bit, Ray Cholewin, we're going to have a little music with Lloyd Frost. Yes.
Awesome. You may be able to tell from my accent that I'm not regional. I'm very impressed by the talents here tonight, right from the very beginning. The words, can we tilt this?
Yeah.
No,
you're okay?
Up here, is it possible to tilt it this way? Does this tilt or not?
No, it's just up and down, yeah. Yeah, I know, it's a good squash there.
Okay. The words were written in Havana, in Bayamo. The music, I think, back in Ottawa. The song was recorded in Ottawa and Managua, Nicaragua. And then I took the song, which is on my new CD, back to Cuba to make the film. And the film is what brought me here to you, to Cork, because it played last Saturday at the Underground Film Festival. Una canción por la gente en Cuba y por vos. El nombre de mi canción en todas las miradas. A song for you and for the people of Cuba. The name of the song literally is En todas las miradas, in everyone's glances. But the film and the movie are called In Everyone's Eyes. And if you'd like to give me a backbeat on 2 and 4, Please feel free.
Very
usually people snap their fingers, whatever you like, but on the 2 and 4, otherwise you really throw me off if you get it to me on 1 and 3. Right here on Linnea Street, and along Paseo, on 23rd, down La Rampa, you can see Revolution. In everyone's eyes, there's people watching. You gotta be careful. Don't you ever say too much, never too joyful, 'cause it's a game of faith and waiting. High school teacher is trying to leave town. Ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no lies. No questions, no surprise. And those mountains of tomorrow, they lead down yesterday. Ask me no questions, too much to say. In the heart street, salsa soap operas, dance entwined all through the night. Old men rocking, young girl watching, waiting longer than their lives. Me no questions, now tell you no lies. No questions, no surprise. And those mountains of tomorrow, they lead down yesterday. Ask me no questions, too much to say. Concrete balconies are slowly crumbling, grain by grain into the sea. They wash out down the shoreline, featuring books on history. In La Calle Linnea, en Paseo, y la 23 de Amar también, la rampa. Puedes ver evolución en todas las miradas, right here on Linnea Street, long Paseo, on 23rd and down La Rampa, you can see Revolution. In everyone's eyes. Thank you very much.
I'd love to do
another short one if you want to. I'd love to do another short one.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go a little bit more regional. I've only just arrived in Cork, so I haven't written one about Cork. But this is...
You got to know.
I've got... Well, no, sorry, I wrote the words today. I wrote the words today. I just don't have the music yet. This one is called Kyle. Written in Kyle of Lochalsh, your neighbor in Scotland. And there was a gentleman I saw playing violin last night who was sitting at the back. I don't suppose you have your violin with you tonight, do you?
I don't,
so. Oh, okay, well, I'm going to be playing that song and this one and some others tomorrow night at Gallagher's Pub at 10:30. So maybe if you're interested in joining me, because this next one sounds particularly good with a violin. We can talk later. Hi. There's a white rain falling on Kyle. And I'm here for a day or a while. Dear by the sea and rocks and the breeze. Light rain falling on Kyle. There's a boat in the inlet nearby. School, they say, God's in the sky. Gun in the air, but he don't care. Light rain falling on Kyle. Fisherman's village, fish paradise. Echoes that stretch from dusk until dawn. Listen to dogs calling after the gulls. Sunsets are in the clouds. The water will rise and go home. People that have always known. Mountains will stay, rocks don't blow away. Light rain falling on Kyle. Sign says, here are the seals. Maybe they'll have a hot meal. They're on vacation with distant relations in the Outer Hebrides. Green tree, evergreen, violet flower. Mountaintops rusty, they gleam in the sun. No train on Sunday, pay goes on Barday, lager, whiskey, and rum. There's a light rain falling on Kyle. And I'm here for a day or a while. Dear by the sea and rocks in the breeze. Light rain falling on Kyle. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next up we'll have a Ray handwriting, please.
I have a pair of short ones that I'll do for, because they're kind
of... Just keep them short.
Yeah, they're short. Rain. Stern rods falling from the sky rend the delicate air to pieces. They themselves shatter on contact. They shed their being as a gift of life for thirsty greenery and parched soil. Second one, Corydon. Noble deaths at the cusp of life. Blood-smeared spears pass through wounded muscles and under shoulder blades while the audience applauds the ritual, seeing the colour but not feeling the pain.
Thank you. Mary O'Connell, please.
Yeah.
about will we were mourning the death of Owen Murray, and I wrote this for him. It's called Those Whom the Gods Love, In Memoriam Owen Murray. When the walls we try to build to hedge our little minds refuse to stay in place, expose us to the glare, we look around to see if others feel as we do, radar on alert, lucky if we find that we can join like-minded troubadours on the way, ready to acknowledge splinters from the past. Affecting merriment, we rarely drop our guard until we meet someone whose stunning honesty breaks down all barriers, allowing us open up to embrace each other in friendship's healing clasp. Owen never tried to hide the turmoil of his life, but chose to weave it into robust strands of hope. Those of us who knew him recall his wiry frame, that untamed mop of curls, those percipient blue eyes, his gifted way with words in story and in verse. In music he found joy to ease his stressed out heart before its beat was stilled at an untimely age. He was a fleeting comet lighting up our lives.
Thanks, Mary. Next up, Sean Bent, please.
Mary, I just want to say that was beautiful. Thank you very much. Can we just give her another clap, please? This is a new poem called Intersection. On the cusp of a life change, I await lights, wishing they would choose their brightest and catch my eye with it. But I must walk even blind, because to follow a path is to map the mind, to expand one's spaces, to add detail to a trail of ideas. If no brightest light is revealed, I'll have to choose the one that feels right in this moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. This is a new poem called Swinging Kittens. Some distortions of a turning page invest itself in being some of the mood. Photographic memories rise overhead, screeching like an airplane cutting the sky. God knows, alone knows the way things are best left alone, touching carbon paper, plagiarizing creation, hitching up skirts, rising to the occasion of the consumer. Too much of most things can make you sick. Being terminally ill is the way to go. Such as it is, words carry weight. Husky, making marks with the beloved. All I have now is ammunition, not even a gun to keep me sweet. To go on strike against conundrum, the privilege is all mine. Pressed down and shaken in measure, bounty poured into her lap, covered over particles, a realistic tap into some life is not found wanting. Reading into a fence where no one is tended, this is my loss, rise above it. Some joke at me is all that's mine, tearing the experience, hungry for less.
Thank you.
Hello, guys. Don't make bigger turns.
A while ago, I read in the first half of a short story, intending to read the rest, but it has to be said that. This is set in the 1920s, and as Henry James might have said, in the visitable past, there are very few people here for whom it is the visitable past. I'm going to read just the first paragraph. Jack, it's a poem. It's a short story about a priest's horse. Many years ago, a farmer on good land in County Cork owned a young horse called Jack. It was a good place near the sea. The farmer was married, but there were no children. Life was pleasant for Jack. The grass was good, and he spent most of the year in the open air. Unfortunately, the farmer drank and had to sell up. All the stock was sold at the fair in Clonakilty. The farmer moved to the outskirts of Dublin, where he lived in the gate lodge of a convent where he farmed the land. When he died some years later, he was buried with his wife Stephen.
Thanks, Charles. Conor McManus, please.
I said, if you read him, you will die. Your poet will die. He has ears on us. He has upturned every sod and stone in search of the mystery. Probed water beneath every overhanging bank where trout lay. Succumbed to the spurt in the touch of a rusty dog in a byre wall. Derived sheer delight from watching a wet rat, hair slicked down, emerge and creep up a grassy bank or scurry beneath the eye of a bridge. His being resonates at the sound of rain and tin, and he echoes its sound in words. He can sense not with sight nor sound, but other, the presence before the knock. Yes, his are the fingerprints you'll find in the dust when you grope blindly for the key over the door, and it's gone. Thank you.
Great stuff, Connor. And next up, we'll have Roisin Kelly, please.
Mary was my creative writing tutor in New. I would never have written a poem without her. So. This is called Glenbey, and it's about Glenbey National Park in Donegal. And there's a castle there with a little cafe in it beside the lake. Glenbey. We sat at opposite sides of the little iron table in the castle's courtyard. In the silver teapot, your reflection was distorted to the fairy tale's beast prince. I wanted to pour your tea for you, but our friends were all suspicious about us back in those days. Ugly sisters who had eaten too many bitter berries and not enough sweet iced buns. They glared at us from across the table. And I took up a butter knife to slice a cupcake in two, before pressing the parts of soft sponge back together along the hairline crack in its frosting. Back then, for me, love came as easy as cutting something in half and trying to make it whole again, sticky rainbow sprinkles holding lightly to my blade. I thought all love would run as red and hot as the tea I burned my mouth on, as red and hot as the estate's herd of wild deer, that comes at dusk when the tourists are all gone to lick an empty castle from the water.
Great stuff. And next we have a thing.
This is called Stargazing, and it's from my granny. A clear night in October, Grandma holds my hand as we look up at the stars. She seems a little girl as the years shrink between us, just as they've shrunk her. The stars, so old, so far away, dust of the Milky Way, which cannot be grasped. This is where we've come from, and this is where we'll return, boundless heaven.
Next one, Ben, and now we'll have Anita, please.
This is about it's a poem about a farm where I worked until very recently. It's called Sunflower Harvest Volunteers. They stick with the gang of volunteers, wary of the growth, under the 5 foot high flowers. 20 plants each makes 2,000 between all of us. We have our 20, it is evening. The group moves off past the silver brick walls of the manor, the silver arch to the pebbled path to the back door, leading to the park cars to the sky. The pebbled pathway seems through the arch. He wears a Nazir blue hoodie. No, sorry. He wears a Nazir blue shirt and summer blue trousers that a bee mistakes for a flower. The bee takes a few minutes to recognise it is not a flower. He opens his car, the chrome silver. He breathes in the good nature.
Cool, thanks a million. And next we have a Stanley Knott, please. Go for it, Stan.
Go for it, it's wrong for us. I was hoping Simon might be here tonight because this is a poem using Bob Marley titles. I thought his Rasta voice might suit it better than mine, but the bastard didn't turn up. So it's called Time Will Tell. We better take that off the recording, Simon might sue me. It's called Time Will Tell. So much trouble in the world, but you can't blame the youth. Can't you see it hurts to be alone, that rebel music and revolution mean survival in a concrete jungle where chances are positive vibrations choke, then black out before the sun is shining. So simmer down, Mr. Brown. Bad boys want more than fussing and fighting, burning and looting, another brand new but second-hand war. Judge not the rat race reaction to 400 years of slave driver pressure and waiting in vain to wake up and live without a lonesome feeling brainwashing the soul. How many times, Mr. Brown, must people get ready, stir it up, before power and no sympathy, your cornerstone wisdom is replaced by a redemption song, a symphony of Could You Be Loved? And man to man, from misty morning to moon dusk, no more trouble, no more war, no crisis will touch me or you. How many times, Mr. Brown? How many times? Because I'm still waiting for a life of love to satisfy my soul, and no water can quench my thirst.
Nice one. And last but not least, Michael Weber, please. Give all Weber.
Well,
it's a harp is in the sleeping in the drawer tonight. Yeah, but I have Wisława Szymborska here, so it's even better.
Nice.
Okay. I've heard this one with Simon's voice. It's a bit slower. It's called Astonishment, and I do the original first. Zdumienie. Czemu w zanadto jednej osobie? Tej, a nie innej. I co tu robię? W dzień, co jest wtorkiem? W domu nie gnieździe? W skórze nie usta, z twarzą nie liściem? Dlaczego tylko raz osobiście? Za wszystkie czasy i wszystkie glony, za jamochłony i nieboskłony. akurat teraz, do krwi i kości, sama u siebie z sobą? Czemu nie obok ani 100 mil stąd? Nie wczoraj, ani 100 lat temu. Siedzę i patrzę w ciemny kąt. Tak jak zniesionym nagle łbem patrzy warczące, zwane psem. Astonishment. Why after all this one, and not the rest? Why this specific self, not in a nest, but a house? Sewn up not in scales, but skin. Not topped off by a leaf, but by a face. Why on earth now, on Tuesday of all days? And why on earth pinned down by this star's beam? In spite of years of my not being here, in spite of seas of all these dates and fates, these cells, celestials, and collenterates, what is it really that made me appear, neither an inch nor half a globe too far, neither a minute nor eons too early? What made me feel myself with me so squarely? Why am I staring now into the dark and muttering this unending monologue, just like the growling thing we call a dog?